So if you're getting your waffle fries and chicken nuggets, maybe you're going to add on the side salad of kale.
Did you know you have a say in how Chick-fil-A hands out $5 million worth of grants? It's called the True Inspiration Awards, and we're going to introduce you to one of the organizations in the running. When you hear their mission, we think you'll agree they really are a true inspiration. Hey there, welcome to My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. I'm your host, Allison Storm. I'm joined by Jim Mann. Jim, do you know much about the True Inspiration Awards?
Oh, the old TIA? not really. Never even heard of it.
Oh, okay. Well, you haven't been exploring your app very much because that's where you vote. So the grants range from $30,000 to $350,000. A collective $5 million is awarded annually to organizations throughout the U.S. and Canada. This year, they're going to be handing out 46 grants. Isn't that pretty cool?
Yeah. Is there a category for podcast?
No, I don't think we're considered like a, although we are a true inspiration, but we're not like a ministry or a nonprofit.
We are an inspiration. We inspire people to eat Chick-fil-A.
You are a true inspiration.
Yeah, there's always that.
Okay, like I said, you can vote in the app, which is really cool.
Wow, I thought the app was just for buying chicken. I've never really looked at it.
Okay, well, let me expand your horizons with the app. So open the app, select rewards at the bottom of the screen. Then you select news. And by the way, there's lots of news popping up. I wonder if all of ours shows the same news or is it maybe regional? I don't know. Are you there yet?
Okay, I open the app. And what's next?
You hit rewards on the bottom, and then you hit news at the top. And there'll be, on mine, it says something about visit the Chick-fil-A support center on us. Do you want to go to that with me?
Yeah, I've been seeing that for, well, ever since I've been the elite on here.
Mm-hmm. And then there's news about, in mine, there's news about these in local heroes. American Anthems, a six-part PBS series made possible by Chick-fil-A.
Yes, I have that. I have that.
That sounds cool. And then it says True Inspiration Awards. And you can review the candidates and select by region.
Okay. Atlantic.
Yeah, we're in the Atlantic. You might think we're in the Southeast, but we're not.
We're in the ocean?
Yes. And you can read about the regional finalists when you click on that.
Okay. I don't see our podcast anywhere.
No, it's not in there.
Okay. Oh, here's one. I'm voting for that one.
So if you click on Atlantic region, scroll down, you'll see Food Share South Carolina. Today on the podcast, we're chatting with Krista Dement-Gonzalez, Director of Culinary Medicine. Welcome to the podcast, Krista.
Thanks for having me.
Krista, you guys, has a master's degree in nutrition. She's taught cooking in California, Maine, and even the Caribbean. She finds ways to make nutrition taste delicious. Krista, can you tell us about the mission of Food Share South Carolina and what role you play in that?
Of course. Food Share South Carolina was created to expand access to healthy food for everyone in South Carolina, but we specifically work in areas that are maybe losing access. Supermarkets are shutting down or there's limited transportation, and we provide a fresh food box every 2 weeks filled with 9 to 12 fruits and vegetables and a nutrition recipe card, helping folks find new ways and delicious ways to eat what's in the box, because it's not really healthy for you until you've eaten it.
I want to go back to the California, Maine, and the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Which place was the most fun to teach cooking at?
Oh, boy. I think California, there's just a lot of access. I mean, they grow everything year round, so you really can choose whatever you'd like to cook. And there's a real, of course, California has a reputation, well-deserved for sort of health nuts. And so there's a lot of interest. There's a lot of interest in eating better and more exciting ways to do things with vegetables there.
Maybe we should talk about the elephant in the room. Obviously, Krista, your mission is to get people to eat more fruits and veggies. So what are your feelings about waffle fries and chicken nuggets?
Well, I really believe that we have to meet people where they're at. And so if you're getting your waffle fries and chicken nuggets, maybe you're going to add on the side salad of kale. Like, right, that's my California coming through, that you're going to add in. So I also really always talk about adding in an abundance. That's what FoodShare is trying to create, is a sense of abundance for folks who maybe don't have a lot of abundance in their life. And so when we're adding in fruits and vegetables as a side to your chicken sandwich, that's how I feel like, you know, and people have the right idea, like, oh, I think I want to eat healthier, but maybe just not the know-how to add in those fruits and vegetables. So if this can help us meet people where they're at, and nudge them along in adding in those fruits and vegetables, then I feel good about it.
Honestly, I think I eat more kale because of Chick-fil-A than I ever have in my life.
That's amazing.
And you'd be proud of Jim, because Jim's favorite menu item is a salad.
Yes. It's the, which one is it?
You like the market salad, don't
market
you?
Market salad. That's the one.
Seed yeah. Your moment.
Yes. I try to get people to go from just eating junk like the Americans normally do to just going all out and eating healthy. But that never works, you know, unless there's something major in their life. Like for me, I'm a stage 4 melanoma survivor of 6 years. And so I did a drastic change myself because, you know, I believe food is medicine. And what I've read about you is you have that same mentality of, you know, you can use food as medicine to build up your immune system. Is that what you're thinking is?
Yeah, and I think you're right on the money there. People either are faced with a sort of a health crisis, or we're just working on baby steps. And so this program that we're trying to get funded through Chick-fil-A's True Inspiration grant is approaching women at one of these, I wouldn't say pregnancy is a crisis, but it's a huge opportunity. It's a moment of reflection for most women, that they get pregnant and they realize, oh my gosh, now I'm not just taking care of myself, I'm taking care of this new life. What should I do to do the very best I can to do that? So, so this grant would really help us do nutrition education and culinary literacy for that moment when someone is already considering it, right? So if it was baby steps from your, you know, doctors recommending that you eat healthier, that's one thing. But if you're faced with a really big moment of change in your life, let's just change your nutrition at the same time.
How did you guys become one of the finalists for the True Inspiration Awards?
We wrote this grant, and we were actually approached. I think we were approached by the Five Points Chick-fil-A, which is really, you know, the center of campus. It's one of the downtown Chick-fil-A sites in Columbia. And they said, we're looking for nutrition. So the grant is broken out into several different categories, and we fell under the food and the, you know, hunger category. And so they specifically asked us to write this grant to really address African-American maternal health disparities. So we wrote that up. This is a passion project for me. I used to also work in lactation education, so breastfeeding education. So this is a, you know, for me, this is like bringing it all together around one table. So it would be wonderful to be able to launch this program.
So if you do win, which I'll put a good word in for you, because, you know, I'm pretty close to them, what will you do with the grant money?
Yeah, that's my pie in the sky idea of a program that, you know, would take new moms from the diagnosis all the way to delivery and beyond, and create this, ongoing series of classes that are trimester specific nutrition. So like how to deal with nausea, and then how to eat for better brain health for your baby, and then how to pack your freezer with meals that will get you through those first few weeks postpartum. And then to have a class at the very end where they just all come in and I cook for them and they bring their sweet babies and we fill their freezer again. So we would do this over the course of about 13 to 15 months with three different groups of women. And it also just builds in support, right? So it helps you find your village that we need as new moms. So you would be with the same group of women going through the same thing and supporting each other for over a year. And I think that is another sort of outcome that I would be looking for, that I'd be really excited about, is those new mom friends for this group of women.
So I get the feeling I'm not your target market.
No, but we'll invite the dads in. I'm promising that.
Okay.
I'm guessing you guys rely a lot on donations and other grants. Is that kind of how you operate?
The box itself is self-funded, and so folks do pay for the box, and it funds itself. We just manage to keep it really, really affordable through bulk buying that we do at the farmers market. And then we do get a lot of donations. We're always happy to receive donations. We have donations coming in from community members, from healthcare partners. But as we expand, so a program like this, a new program, we needed a sort of a big infusion of support to be able to launch this.
Well, if you're listening to this and thinking, I want to apply for the True Inspiration Grant, I have an organization or a passion that might be a good fit. Well, I have all the details. Plus, Jim is going to grill Krista with some food for thought questions. All of that when we come back. Hey guys, Allison here. I know a lot of you have little nuggets at home, so I wanted to take a minute to tell you about another passion of mine besides Chick-fil-A. It's called crowdsourcing kids. A few years ago, after a life-changing trip to India with the ministry Set Free, I created Crowdsourcing Kids, a way to teach kids compassion and kindness while helping to solve the world water crisis. Here's how it works. 50 kids each sell 10 adorable stuffed elephants handmade by young ladies rescued from slavery. With their efforts combined, those 50 kids will have raised enough money to drill a well in India. So far, we've drilled 7 kid-powered wells, giving the gift of clean water to nearly 22,000 people. Now we need your help. We're looking for kids to sell elephants so we can drill our 8th crowdsourcing kids well in India. To get involved and get your elephant kit, head to crowdsourcingkids.com. That's crowdsourcingkids.com. We're proving that kids really can change the world. Welcome back. We've been talking to Krista with FoodShare South Carolina. Now, Krista is a nutritionist. She's got a master's degree. She's all about, you know, getting people to eat her fruits and veggies. So I think it's kind of funny that you ended up on the Chick-fil-A fan podcast. However, I'm just curious, like, and you've only moved to the South like a year ago. So are you familiar with Chick-fil-A? Have you eaten there?
I am familiar. I've eaten there a handful of times now. I'm all about, you know, getting into the culture through food. So...
And it definitely is part of our culture. But what about the app? Do you have the app yet?
I just downloaded the app, and I probably messed up their efficiency in the line because I went through the wrong line when I picked up my stuff. But I did appreciate the app, and that is where you can vote for FoodShare to win the grant. So, of course, I do have the app now.
We can muscle our way through these questions and see how it goes. How about that?
Okay. I'm game.
Okay.
I'm going to be totally honest.
That's what we want. Okay, here we go. What's your favorite sauce?
The honey barbecue sauce.
Oh, nice. What celebrity would you like to eat nuggets with?
Oh, my word. I don't know.
Can I give a suggestion?
Yes.
How about Gary Sinise?
Sure. Why not? Lovely.
Perfect. All right. If you worked at Chick-fil-A, what job would you like to do?
Salad making.
I was going to say that. Excellent. If you did drink these, what would be your favorite milkshake flavor?
Peach. peach.
It's See? Got fruit in there.
Yeah.
It just sounds healthier. Okay, if you can only order one menu item for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh, my word, again.
Kale salad.
Well, I think waffle fries. Because if you're going to have fries, you want really good fries. So waffle fries.
Wow, I like that one. Okay, what menu item have you never tried? That might be a few.
Yes. I have not ventured into biscuit territory yet.
Okay. All right. Okay. Have you ever dressed up like a cow to get free chicken?
No. No.
She probably has no idea what that is.
You get free kale, too, probably.
Oh, my gosh. I'll dress up as pretty much anything. I used to have a pineapple costume, so I would consider it.
All right. But, that sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you do have the rewards app, but here's a funny question. How many points do you have on your Chick-fil-A rewards app?
I think 150.
Yes. That's perfect. All right.
It's a little baby beginner.
Baby points. Steps. Baby steps. That's
yeah,
okay.
Baby steps.
How many nuggets do you think you can eat in one sitting?
Oh, six?
Yeah, that's plenty.
It's all just right. Great.
Here's a tough one. Team nuggets or team strips?
Team strips.
Perfect.
Yeah.
You did well.
Did
Very
I do well?
Right?
Yes.
You're such a good sport. But I gotta say, when you answered the question, if you could only order one menu item the rest of your life, what would it be? And you said waffle fries? That was a total plot twist for me.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
Yeah. We don't know what to do now.
I know. No. I was not expecting that answer from you.
I'm glad. I'm glad I could give you a little bolt.
All right. So do you want to make one final plug to get people to vote for you in the True Inspiration Awards?
Yeah, I think that just being on this podcast is a great plug, and I really appreciate it. I think if you don't know about FoodShare and what we do to increase healthy access to food in the community, look us up. We are expanding across the state of South Carolina with 19 hubs, and eventually we'll have 34. And my goal is to run this program for new moms that could be replicated across the state and across the South. So we would love your support and love that you order maybe a salad with your Chick-fil-A.
I love that. Now, if you're listening and like I said, you have an organization and you want to try for one of these grants next year, the applications will open up in the spring of 2023. You have to align with Chick-fil-A's corporate social responsibility priorities, which are caring for people, caring for others through food, caring for communities, and caring for our planet. You guys are definitely caring for others through food in an amazing way.
Thanks.
And don't forget to open up your app and vote for FoodShare South Carolina in the Atlantic region. That's where you'll find them. Voting runs through September 26th.
And we hope you get the big bucks.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word. Also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, can you do me a quick favor? Pick up your phone, hit those 5 stars, and leave a review. We love reading them, and we'd love to read yours. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's, madeproductions.com.